And joining us now is Lindell Toops. He's a councilman at Lafourche Parish in Louisiana. If you've ever watched a group of teenage boys walk by with their underwear exposed above pants that sag well below the equator, you might have muttered to yourself, well, there ought to be a law. There is now, in some places anyway. In communities around the country are considering legislation to ban sagging pants as indecent exposure, hoping that warnings, fines, and even jail time will foster greater respect and decorum. So what do you think about ordinances banning the sag? How low is too low? 800-989-8255. Email again, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. And Councilman Toops, who proposed the legislation, adopted in Lafourche Parish, Louisiana. It became law there almost a month ago. He joins us now from his home in Louisiana. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And why did you propose this law?
Well, sir, I think our kids kind of got away from it, the way they're dressing. And it's not only the kids. You got grown-up that dress like that also down here. And I got tired of going to the mall with my family and my grandkids. And you're looking at that. You know, you see a baggy pants with the underwear sticking out, or sometimes they don't have any underwear. You know, you see the flesh and all. And I thought it was time somebody do something and address the situation.
Mm-hmm. And sagging pants. Some people say, look, this is a cultural expression. This is my First Amendment right to dress the way I want to.
Yeah, but I don't think it needs to be done. I think what happened, our kids kind of got away from us. And I'm part of the being, too. I got a grandson used to dress like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got some granddaughters. They'd come home. They'd play basketball with no shirts. Their pants would fall down. You'd see everything. And it started at my house, really.
Mm.
You know, and I'd tell them, hey, pick your pants up or go home.
You said your grandson used to dress like that. What happened?
I made him pick his pants up. You know, sir, it's I think by passing this ordinance, it's going to help us in the schools. It's going to help the grandparents, the parents. A lot of kids are being raised by the grandparents.
Sure.
And they got us buffaloed. You know, they tell the grandparents what to do instead of the grandparents or the parents telling them what to do.
I see.
I'm one of 19 kids, and I know if I'd have dressed like that, my daddy would have beat me, you know. And I think it's just out of respect, they ought to pick their pants up.
But some of us remember earlier generations when older folks didn't really appreciate long hair on boys or short skirts on girls or people burning bras.
That's right, sir. You know, and that's what I say. I find the kids had got away from us. They're trying to tell us what to do instead of us telling them. And I think we need to turn around and take control of our kids.
Yet there's another way. Probably this is a fad, and like most fads, it'll come and it'll go.
We hope. I'm hoping it does go. Yes, sir. I'm hoping it go.
Now, what are you exposed to if you're found wearing your pants too low in Lafourche Parish? What are the kinds of penalties you might incur?
In Lafourche Parish, the first offense is a $50 fine. Second offense is a $100 fine. Third offense, it's a $100 fine plus community service.
And it's been in effect now for about a month. So how many people have been picked up for this?
Well, it hadn't started yet, sir. We just amended it last Tuesday night. It passed. We had to amend it, and it's got to be in the first 10 days. It's going to 10 days after it's voted on, it becomes law.
I see. So it's not taking effect yet.
No, sir. And what we're going to do, sir, we're going to give them warnings for the first couple of months, and then we're going to start writing tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not something for the law to go out and give tickets to everybody, you know. This is something, let's say, you go to the mall with your family, you see them kids, their pants are drooping down, you know, showing everything. And that's why the law's going to come in and they can give them a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something we want them to go ahead and run wild and give tickets. Because I heard just last week, I heard Atlanta passed it.
Yeah.
And they got seven other parishes that passed it in Louisiana, and they have a lot of cities that's passing it.
Well, let's get some listeners in on this conversation. Our guest is Lindell Toops, the councilman in Lafourche Parish in Louisiana, 800-989-8255, if you'd like to join us. And Morris is with us from Muncie, Indiana.
Yes, hello. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Once again, we're passing laws that infringe on personal freedoms. You know, if we're going to pass laws to have kids pick up their parents, we should pass laws that have women wear long black dresses as well that cover their faces and their hands and their ankles.
Where does it stop, Lindell Toops? If you can pass laws about where you can put your belt around your thighs, well, gang colors are red and blue. Why don't you ban red and blue?
Well, I never thought of it that way. I just don't like to see people wearing their pants so low where you see their butt.
But it's their right to wear what they choose to wear. It's called America, not Iraq, or any other place for that matter.
And you agree that women ought to wear long dresses?
No. What I'm saying is, to tell people what they have to wear and how they should wear it, is tantamount to any kind of the things that, you know, supposedly our government is fighting in Iraq, and to have, say...
Well, sir, I really think that's what happened. We left our kids get away from us. When you were a kid, didn't your parents...
It's a parent's
you
job
how
to...
Huh?
It's parents' job, not the government's job, is what I think he was going to say.
Right, right. But right now, kids tell their parents what to do. And I think it's time the law steps in.
Mm-hmm. There is also this fashion is largely based, as I understand it, in the African American community. And those are saying if you're going to enforce this law, you're largely going to be, racially profiling young black men.
No, that's not down here, not Louisiana, sir. It's not a black and white issue. I made that clear from the start.
So you have a white young man who do this as well?
Yes, sir. You got mostly whites.
Okay, let's see if we can get another caller on the line. This is Steven. Steven's with us from Detroit.
How you doing?
Very well, thanks.
You know, you can't legislate what somebody wears. However, I was a substitute teacher for a long time and dealt with kids with this particular fashion trend, and it's common knowledge around here that this trend came out of prisons. And if you express to the kids the reason that trend was in existence because of the role that that person wore with the sagging pants in prison, they were very quick to pull their pants up.
Mm-hmm. Said to have come from prison where, of course, you weren't allowed to wear a belt for fear that you might use it to hurt yourself or somebody else. Lindell Toops, is that your understanding?
No, sir. Down here, I mean, they go to work right now. You have young kids and grown-ups working. They got to hold their pants with one hand and work with the other one.
Well, the fashion trend has changed. I mean, it's something that came out of prisons and now it's socially acceptable. But as it started out, it was a trend that came out of prison. It was a sign of someone, not being kind of in control or choosing that role. I'm trying to use my words carefully since I'm on the air.
Okay, thank you. We do appreciate that.
Well, I kind of heard that it started in the prison. We heard that down here, you know.
Yeah.
But in the last couple of years, it's become real bad down here.
All right. Steven, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And let's see if we can go now to Rex. Rex is with us from Gillette in Wyoming.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
First thing I want to do is say I'm totally in support of the ordinance that they're passing down in Louisiana. I do want to refute one thing that one earlier caller or the last caller just said. When I was a teenager in the late 1960s, we wore our pants down below our waist in Corpus Christi, Texas. It was kind of a surfer deal. So
mm-hmm.
It didn't start in prison. I can testify to that.
As a surfer kind of deal. Well, I think in its most current reincarnation, perhaps it does. But like you suggest, everything is circular.
Yeah. I think it's like the councilman said, it's all a matter of respect. And you guys deserve a big pat on the back down there in the Louisiana.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And, you know, a lot of times I've seen people, elderly people, actually leave a restaurant because the way some of the people were dressed.
It's
a lack of respect.
It is. Total lack of respect, and that's what's wrong. And if the parents won't take charge and make their children's behave, then, by God, somebody's got to do it.
And, you know, sir, with our God attitude, I talked to a bunch of school teachers, grandparents. A lot of the teachers, they go to school, they're teaching, and they're intimidated by them children.
My wife is a school teacher, and she quit because the cops won't do anything. The kids can cuss her and make threats, and the cops won't do anything.
And this way, if you make it law, it's going to back the teachers up. And I've had a lot of teachers tell me that. Says, sir, thank you. That's going to help us down here.
You got that right.
You know, and I really think it's a going thing. You know, I had a lot of negatives on, but I had more positives than negatives.
Yeah. And an earlier caller talked about it being a ratio issue. I've seen it 50-50, black and white up here.
Yes, sir. It definitely is, you know.
All right, Rex, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I expect, Councilman Toops, that you're anticipating a legal challenge when the law takes effect.
We probably will have a legal challenge, sir, you know. I mean, we even went so far that the DA asked me, how are you going to enforce it? I said, I can tell you how to enforce it. You make them pick their hands up, that their pants fall down, they get a ticket. You know, I've seen it already. I've been in McDonald's before, where three or four guys, you tell them, okay, just try it out, pick your hands up. Man, one of them's pants fell all the way down.
Lindell Toops, thanks very much. We appreciate your time today.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Lindell Toops, councilman in LaFourche Parish in Louisiana. He joins us today by phone from his home there. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation, coming to you from NPR News.